Welcome to a very special episode of The Vine Guy. I'm your host, Scott Greenberg. And in this episode, I have the amazing honor and privilege of interviewing Chef Manit Chauhan. Manit's passion for all things culinary started at the extremely young age. She started her culinary journey in her homeland of India, where she graduated at the top of her class at the Wellcome Group Graduate School of Hotel Administration, India's top culinary and hotel management school. After interning at India's finest hotels and kitchens, including names like the Taj Group, it was off to the United States where she attended the Culinary Institute of America and graduated with honors, sweeping all awards in her class. After some valuable fine dining field experience on the East Coast, it was time to conquer Chicago. As executive chef of Vermilion, the restaurant earned many accolades, including Chicago Magazine's Best New Restaurant, Esquire's Restaurant of the Month, and Wine Enthusiast's Best New Restaurant in the United States. She received exceptional reviews from Bon Appetit, USA Today, Time, Esquire, Travel and Leisure, Gourmet, Town and Country, Business Week, and O, the Oprah Magazine, as well as getting a stunning 3-star review from the Chicago Tribune. After 8 years of leading the kitchens of Vermilion in both New York and Chicago, Chef Chauhan ventured out on her own and founded Indie Culinary, an avant-garde culinary and hospitality company. After being the only Indian female ever to compete on Iron Chef and a fierce competitor on the next Iron Chef, Chef Chauhan is now a full-time judge on the Food Network hit show Chopped, which has been nominated for a Critics' Choice Award and granted Chef Chauhan the honor of receiving the prestigious James Beard Award of Excellence. It should also be noted that Chef Chauhan won season 2 of Tournament of Champions. An active supporter of various charities such as CRY, Children's Rights and You, and PAVE, Partnership for Action, Voices for Empowerment, Chef Chauhan is highly devoted to giving back to the community that has given her so much. In 2014, she opened Chauhan Ale and Masala House in Nashville, Tennessee. Chef Chauhan currently resides in Nashville with her husband, her daughter, and her son. I should note that this following interview with Chef Chauhan took place in the Hotel Healdsburg during a live session. There's a little bit of background noise, but please stay with me. I think you'll really enjoy this very special interview with Chef Chauhan. Chef Chauhan, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. This is a wonderful, wonderful privilege and honor to have you here. But I'm going to just jump right into this, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here.
This is awesome. Let's start at the beginning. What sparked your passion for cooking?
Oh, very simple, eating.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I grew up in this really small town in India called Ranchi. It's in eastern India. My dad was an engineer, my mom, a principal of a school. And I grew up in a community with people from all over India. So, with Indian cuisine, each and every region, each and every state has a very distinct cuisine of its own. So I grew up in a predominant Northern Punjabi household. So the food that my mom used to make was completely different from the South Indian neighbors or the East Indian or the West Indian, all of that. So what I would do is I would finish dinner at home, go over to my neighbors' houses, tell them that my parents hadn't fed me, and I met with you guys. And it was incredible because I think very early on, I started realizing that food was the biggest connector. The fact that I could break any ice wall just around food. My neighbor who was from South India, she couldn't speak Hindi or English, and I couldn't speak Telugu. But I spent hours with her in her kitchen, just seeing her cook, eating the food and being connected. And that's what I fell in love with about food.
Well, food is the great connector. You're obviously very famous for Indian food, but I also understand that you have an ale house.
Yes.
How did that happen?
My husband Vivek and I, we are business partners as well. So when we were opening my first restaurant in Nashville, we were like, what concept should we do? And whenever we think of ethnic food, there is this big question mark about wine and food pairing, especially when it comes to ethnic food. So we were just sitting and talking. There might have been a couple of beers involved in that conversation. Maybe not saying anything. And Vivek and I, we look at each other and we're like, okay. So growing up, like our dads and all, it used to be beers, right? Mm-hmm. in India, we used to have these pubs or like, you know, these ale houses. IPA came about because of India.
Yep.
So why don't we do a beer pairing? So the idea started off with, let's do cocktails like Micheladas, Shandies with beers. And that evolved into, why don't we just brew beers with spices? So then we contract brewed, then the brewer found a brewery for sale, and he reached out to Vivek and said, do you know anybody who wants to partner? And Vivek is like, hello. And that small brewery is now on 83 acres of land in Murfreesboro, and it's absolutely beautiful and stunning.
83 acres?
Yes.
What else is going on?
So we've got the beer park. So it's called Hop Springs. You can see the beautiful rolling Tennessee hills in the background, rocking chairs. There is disc golf. You can get, do picnics over there. We do a lot of really large music events. And especially during COVID, it really helped because everything was open air, and that worked out very well.
So I got to ask, why Nashville? How Nashville?
We always say that Nashville chose us.
Okay.
This was almost around 10 years ago when Chop had just taken off, and everybody was like, I was getting calls from LA, Seattle, San Francisco, Chicago, like the obvious cities, food cities where people are like, would you like to open something here? Would you like to open something here? In between all these calls, we get a phone call from Nashville, would you like to open something here? And our first reaction was, who to be close to Nashville? I mean, we've never been, but Vivek and I, we are the kind of people that will explore each and every opportunity that comes our way, no matter how small or trivial it might sound at that moment. So we went to Nashville, and we fell in love with the opportunity that the city, afforded us. There was nothing like what we wanted to do. We also thought that the celebrity would go a much longer way in Nashville. And then the plan was to be based out of New York and commute to Nashville. Best laid plans.
83 years later.
Basically what happened was that the 6-month project took 2 years. Along the way, we found out we were expecting baby number two. Baby number two decided to be born the day we opened the restaurant, November 18, 2014, 3 months early. So he was in the NICU for 3 months. And we're like, if he's so adamant in being a Nashvillean, who are we to stop it? Went back to New York, wrapped up our house, moved, and then we made the best of it. 4 years later, we had 4 restaurants, breweries. I think we did okay.
So your son chose Nashville for you?
Absolutely. And we named him Karma because he was born with his and our karma.
Well, I believe in karma. So that is awesome. Now, this is technically a wine podcast, so I have to ask you a few questions about
wine. Yes.
But first, I want to ask you, what are some of your favorite dishes to make? What do you enjoy making? When you're at home and you're hanging around, I'm going in on what?
That's a really tough question because what I love about cooking is the creativity behind it,
okay.
the creation of something new. But then there is this big part of me which is, there's a lot of nostalgia involved in the cooking. And the older I get, the more I want to go back to the flavors which I tasted, when I was in Peru or, China. So I try to work around a lot with that, which makes it a lot of fun. But then, at home, when I'm cooking, it is simple Indian food because, it's got all of these different flavors, vegetables, they're nutritious, they're seasonal, and that's what I'm making for the kids. And it's a lot of fun because what I've started doing is that as I'm cooking, just everyday cooking, I get, I do these reels, which I put on Instagram, and everybody's like, oh, Indian food is actually easy to make. I'm like, yes, it is. So that's what I love.
Okay, so you mentioned Instagram. Where can we find you on Instagram?
Yes, at Maneet Chauhan.
Okay.
So on all social media, I am at Maneet Chauhan.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, I do have to, we'll circle back around. If you have one comfort Indian food, I'm going to narrow it down for you.
Yeah.
One comfort Indian food, what is it?
It's khichdi. Khichdi is a rice and lentil savory porridge. It's got turmeric and it is just, there is something so comforting about it. Just like a nice warm bowl. That is my, you know, that is my version of the chicken soup for the soul. It's like khichdi for my soul.
Well, I know you would pair beer with it, but if you could pair a wine with it, would you? Right. What would you? What wine would you have with that?
So I am a big dry white person. I would love a Sarsaire or a, you know, Gruner or something which is not very sweet. I think bubbles also go very well, like especially Prosecco or Cava. I prefer Prosecco or Cava over champagne with Indian food. I do think that the New World wines also are beautiful. Like there are some incredible, you know, South African wines. I mean, right over here in like gorgeous wines from Sonoma County, which is fantastic. In terms of reds, I think Indian spices are so bold that they can fold up to some beautiful reds like Malbecs or a good Cabernet. So yeah.
You had me a bubbles.
Yes, I'm like, yes, I need some bubbles right now.
You just had me a bubbles. You know, when you mentioned Sonoma County, I should probably mention that we're here in the beautiful Healdsburg Hotel for the very first, the inaugural Healdsburg Food and Wine Experience. And you're here as the VIP guest of our, which is awesome. And I just really can't thank you enough for the time that you're spending with me. I want to also ask you, you mentioned Chopped.
Yes.
What started you on your path with the Food Network? And you are a celebrity chef. And, you know, it's really very cool to see the evolution, but how did it happen?
It actually happened very organically. Like, you know, a lot of people, they're like, you know, what is the path? I think each person has their own path. To me, it started off by, I was invited to compete against Chef Morimoto on Iron Chef.
Wow.
This was always around 14 years ago.
Okay.
And I always love saying that I came a respectable second among two people. It's better than saying that I lost. From there, they saw me and invited me to be on the next Iron Chef, which is so amazing because I, on that season, I was with Dusky. So Dusky Estes, local beloved chef over here. And then from there, they invited me to be a guest judge on Chopped. They liked me, and the next season, they called me to be a permanent judge on Chopped, and then the rest is history.
Yes. Yes, we have followed your career. We have absolutely loved and adore you. You have energy.
Thank you.
I love the idea that you're the dancing spice queen. It's such a pleasure to have you here. Last question.
Yes.
Yes. What's next for you?
So at the present moment, what is priority for us is, after COVID, each and every industry was hit. Our industry was also really hit. What Vivek and I are really concentrating on is to nourish our businesses, our existing businesses back to health, because it did, you know, it set all of us back. So it's very important to make sure that we are nourishing the businesses that we have so that our foundation is really strong. And then we'll see what else we're going to build on it.
So maybe you have a winery or a wine label in your future?
Who knows? Never say never. You never know what things evolve. So that's what it's all about.
Chef Shohan, thank you so much for your time.
It's
been a genuine pleasure.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this episode of The Vine Guy, a WTOP news podcast. Join us for the next live episode from the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience when my guest is Albert Solis, who is raising a very unique breed of pig. Until then, do good, drink well.